Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. We are so grateful to our launch partners, founding partner P&G and Bank of America. Together, we're bringing you something good every day, and it wouldn't be possible without their support. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Happiness may seem elusive right now, but it turns out that even in these challenging times, it is possible to experience. And what's surprising is that what generates happiness may be different than what we think. In fact, the current situation, as difficult as it is, may offer us a new way to think about happiness, one that may be longer lasting. We're going to share with you some simple practices we learned from a happiness expert about how to pursue happiness in this moment. And the best part is that these techniques can give you a new perspective on happiness, not just for today, but for the rest of your life. Now, we all want happiness, but do we really know what it is? Turns out, real happiness may be different than that momentary high we get from buying that great pair of shoes or eating that fantastic dessert. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Turns out it might also be different than that perpetual smiley face emoji on our phone. Often what we refer to as happiness is actually an emotion closer to pleasure, something that correlates more with need reduction. Philosophers throughout the ages and recent research, however, points to a different type of happiness, one that's longer lasting, that's a consequence of finding meaning and contributing to something greater than yourself, like helping others. This approach tends to create a halo of happiness that lasts well beyond the moment. In this sense, happiness becomes a lifestyle, not an endpoint. We talked to Umiliana Simon-Thomas, the science director of the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley, and co-instructor of the Science of Happiness course. Here's what she had to say.
I define happiness as an overarching characteristic of one's life, and it is described as feeling good most of the time, being able to handle life setbacks in a graceful and forward learning manner, and being well connected, feeling like you trust other people. The mistake that people make is thinking that happiness means pleasure, or that happiness means cheerfulness or enthusiasm or gratifying a desire, when in fact those are positive emotional states. Now, positive emotional states matter, but they don't equal happiness. And if we strive for, seek happiness by trying to string together a perpetual sequence of positive emotions, we actually feel less happy. I think many of us are struggling, particularly those of us who are not on the front line, who are not considered essential because we're not out there actually actively finding the vaccine or treating people who are suffering. There's a sense of guilt or shame around our inability to be of service. And we need to recognize that we are of service just by staying home. We are of service by reaching out to others who are alone, who are isolated. We are of service by connecting with our friends in the ways that we still can, despite the expectations for staying physically distant from one another. We are of service by just being present and aware and caring.
What great advice. Happiness, it seems, is within reach if we think about it through the right lens. We can each create that halo of happiness within our own lives by the daily choices we make right now. We might find that this situation, as difficult as it is, may cause us to rethink our understanding of what brings us happiness and how we live each day. So, here's something good for today. There are so many simple things you can do right now, even in this challenging moment, to create that halo of happiness in your own life. Let's each make a commitment to performing a small, daily random act of kindness. It could be letting a stranger cut in front of you at the line at the pharmacy, or leaving a nice note for the mail carrier, or perhaps trying to be a little extra considerate to your family members. A little extra patience goes a long way right now. And maybe this new understanding and practice of happiness is one that can sustain us through the good times and the bad. We're so grateful to Bank of America for supporting Here's Something Good and for supporting organizations across the country who are on the front lines addressing medical response capacity, food insecurity, access to learning, and providing support to vulnerable populations. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.